joined now by Representative Angie Craig, of course, ranking member of House Ag Committee. And thanks so much for taking time to do this. I appreciate it. It's a busy time right now, I know, and your committee, of course, just went through the whole farm bill, and you guys talked, trying to get something out of committee. It did come out of committee. I know you weren't exactly 100% thrilled about everything that came out, though.
Well, look, we got to start somewhere. I certainly had worked pretty hard to make sure that this package, this bill contained farm and family relief. You know, the $12 billion that's been sent in farm aid really doesn't cover much of the $40 to $45 billion in losses that farmers have faced over the last year, in addition to, I'm going to keep fighting for year-round E15 at any turn. So it wasn't exactly the bill that I wanted to see, but we still have work to do. Hopefully the Senate will get us a better version of the farm bill, and hopefully we'll get one that I can call bipartisan and that Republicans and Democrats will be able to support.
You mentioned E15, you got some news about the waiver yesterday, but you know, I know you, like many others, want to see more than a waiver here.
Well, you know, a 20-day or a summer waiver for E15, it's better than nothing, but it's not nearly enough. We need permanent year-round E15 period. And, you know, I've likened this to a little bit like Lucy with the football with Charlie Brown. You know, we get that teed up for a nice finish, and every time somebody snatches the ball away and we don't get year-round E15 permanent in our country. So, look, I'm going to keep working. I was glad a group was put together. I was sad it wasn't bipartisan, and their deadline to get this done has already passed. So, you know, we keep continuing to push the administration. Look, farmers have faced so many challenges from, you know, markets with China moving to Brazil and Argentina, that expanding a domestic market for our family farmers seems like the least that the administration can work with us on at this point.
Well, and you mentioned the situation, you know, with what farmers are facing. I mean, there's been so much, and then now we have the situation with Iran going on. And now we're seeing, because of that, the Strait of Hormuz shut down, which is then causing fuel prices to go through the roof. And now we're seeing fertilizer prices going higher as well because of this. What can be done to help here?
Look, it's a real problem. You know, I think personally this war doesn't have strategic outline. We don't know exactly what we're trying to accomplish here. And it's obviously destabilizing the Middle East, but it's also driving up our costs right here at home. And look, I mean, I had a group of Texas farmers in the committee office here this week in Washington. And you know, when you got Texas farmers pissed off because, you know, the Secretary Brooke Rollins seems to be telling folks that, you know, everybody's already got their fertilizer prices locked in, it's just not true. And it, you know, it doesn't speak to the moment that we're in. It's just not true. And at the end of the day, to have people suggest that instead of planting corn, for example, this season, you should just plant soybeans, well, I would say that, you know, our soybean customers have moved to Brazil and Argentina. So there's just not a lot of good answers coming out right now from the administration. But you're exactly right. With diesel costs going up, with fertilizer costs going up, those margins have already been incredibly challenged, and the input costs have already been too high. So, you know, it just this disruption in the global supply chain really is disrupting our farm economy. And candidly, it's disrupting people's budgets all over the country. There is a cost of living emergency in our nation.
Well, and you know, you mentioned the administration, and they're having an event to celebrate agriculture event tomorrow. They tout that they, you know, they, unlike any other administration beforehand, have you know, the farmers have their ear. I know you work closely with this. You're in ground zero. You're here all the time. What do you see it as?
Well, look, I have been a member of Congress who's called the balls and strikes when Joe Biden was president. If I agreed with a policy, I said it. If I disagreed, I said it. Same thing with the Trump administration. And, you know, I know what they are saying, but watch what they are doing. Fertilizer costs are up, diesel costs are up, commodities prices remain low. Our export markets have moved to other countries because they don't trust us anymore. They haven't successfully passed year-round E15 yet. Look, I see a lot of promises that have gone unfulfilled by this administration. So I think bailing out Argentina was kind of the icing on the cake here. And look, I'd be the first to applaud if the Trump administration would come out and say, just do your round E15. I'd be the first one to say that's a really good thing. But I see and hear a lot of words coming from the administration, but I just don't see a lot of actions that are helping our family farmers. And, regardless, farm bankruptcies are up 46% year over year. So just look at what's actually happening out there. And I'm getting more and more reports of calls to farmer suicide hotlines in our country. So look, I think there's a crisis here in farm country. And, we can't put our heads in the sand and ignore it as a Congress. And I hope the administration doesn't.